Hello and welcome to the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble. I've been celebrating students and staff on social media since 2014. I'm in the trenches with you, and I know it's not an easy task. So if you're responsible for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more for a K-12 school district, you are in the right spot. You're going to lean in and learn some simple, actionable tips to help you reach even more people. And that's all going to happen while keeping your sanity. So let's get started. Hey there. Welcome to the podcast. You've got me. It's a special episode, solo episode. And I am diving into five things I hate about my role in school social media. I've been doing this 10 years and I am a pretty positive person. I am glass half full optimist. But there are some things that I don't like. And so today I'm sharing some things that I hate. And I'm also sharing five minor annoyances that you might be able to relate with as well. So let's dive into those things today. And then let me know if I missed anything, okay? You're going to want to listen to the end and find out what my fifth thing I hate about my role in school social media, because I'm betting I would bet that that would be at, you know, one of the top five things you dislike the most as well. Before we dive in, I just want to let you know that I've got a big event coming up on School Communications Day, School Communicators Day. It's May 10th, and it is a very free webinar that's going to be unveiling our 2024 awards for our Golden Gribbles, our Best of Social Media Awards. You get a little trophy. It's too late to submit, but it's not too late to learn from the winners. And we're going to go live at 11 a.m. Central on May 10th. You have to be signed up for my newsletter in order to get the information. So make sure you're signed up for the newsletter. You'll be receiving the login information for the awards. And at that, we're going to be unveiling a very special deal for any of you that aren't yet in our membership group. So if you really want to go from kind of a passive learner to really an active, like, I'm going to do better in social media, we're going to improve this into the 24-25 school year. And that's where you have your budget dollars. You just didn't have anything left. You want to be a part of that event right on May 10th, because we're going to announce that special offer. It's really that membership group is really for everyone seeking change. And when you're a member, you get access to ongoing professional development. So it's weekly trainings, developments, discussions, people asking and helping you with your questions, and you're going to gain access to a community of more than 700 members. Okay. We got over 400 schools and over 700 different people in that group. So you're invited. If you're ready to make real progress with your social media impact at your school, you are a perfect fit. So don't miss that event on May 10th. We'll get you the link to join the newsletter in our show notes. And many of you are already on there. So just watch for that. Mark that on your calendar on May 10th. You don't want to miss it. You're going to learn a lot. Now let's get into today's K-12 PR tip. All right. Today's K-12 PR tip is a gentle reminder as we look into finishing up the year and then starting next year, which I can't even believe it. It just feels like this year just started. Social media, which is about this podcast is all about social media. Social media can't be your only communication strategy. Okay. It can't be the only thing you use. You have your website, you have newsletters, you have, your, maybe an app, you have ways that you send out text messages. There's phone calls, there's a newsletter, there's your, maybe you've got a local newspaper. Okay. Social media cannot be your only communication strategy. But if social media is not part of your efforts, of your continual efforts, your school is missing out on the opportunity to get in front of thousands of people every day. Thousands. I work for a school district in Little New Auburn. We only have 300 students. Okay. If you talk about families, it's probably 175 families, right? Because some families have more than one kid at your school. So we, with social media, have the opportunity to get in front of thousands every day for free. We don't have to pay for it. Yes, we have to spend a little time and effort with somebody getting stories out there, but we don't have to pay. So you just have to share those real moments of staff and students, and you can help build that trust and transparency you need. I've heard it from schools. I can't guarantee that using social media is going to help pass a bond, referendum, operational question, you know, whatever you have. But I can tell you that it's going to help build trust and transparency if you are daily giving people an inside look, not as something concocted that you're trying to be something you aren't. We just want to show authentic moments of your students and staff, and we want to share that. And we have the ability to do that with our little phones and these little social media apps, mainly called Facebook and Instagram. We can reach thousands of people. So no, social media should not be your only strategy. But if it's not part and an important part of your strategy, your school is missing out. You can reach out if you need some more help. Definitely listen to this podcast. We got a lot of free resources. But don't forget, I wrote a book on this, Social Media for Schools, proven storytelling strategies and ideas to celebrate your students and staff while keeping your sanity. So don't forget that that book is out there. It is a guide to help you all year long celebrate your school and build a system that continually get those stories out to thousands of people. So with that little tip, let's get in to this week's episode. All right, guys, today's podcast, it's you and me, and you read the headline right. It's 5 things I hate about my role in school social media. So I think it's great to get inspiration and tips and tricks and strategies, but it's also good to keep things real. I'm about keeping things real. And so I thought it would be helpful to share some of the things that I hate about having the role in social media, because I'm in the trenches with you each and every day. I do social media for a small little district in Wisconsin. Our team does social media for over 80 school districts across the country. So I'm in the trenches with you, and I know what it's like. And I want to see if the top 5 reasons I have match up with yours. So you can definitely email me, Andrea@socialschoolforedu.com. If you're on Twitter or X, I'm @AndreaGribble. So let me know. But it's good to sometimes just share these things and just see if it relates, because we all are in the role. And it is an awesome one. It's a great tool to be able to celebrate your school, but it doesn't mean it's not hard. So today I want to share 5 things I really dislike. Hate is a strong word, but I hate these things. And so I'm going to share those 5, and then I'm going to share some minor annoyances that are definitely out there. But I'm going to start and just kick off my list with number 1. I hate tragedies. Death of a student, missing students, suicide, fires, all of the things, bomb threats can turn into tragedies, or, you know, just all of the things that can happen within a school and within life can happen in a school district. And I really hate when in a role like a school communicator, you have to really numb your own reaction in order to communicate the right message using the right tool at the right time. So certainly you have had to deal with something. If you're only just entering into school social media, maybe you haven't dealt with one of these tragedies yet, but it won't take long, unfortunately. It just, life happens.
And I really want to say I lean on other people because sometimes your mind isn't quite right. That's why I love the community that we have in school PR, whether you've just got a network of people, whether you're part of our membership group where we share a lot of resources and tips and tricks and all of that. But, you know, to have people around you that can give you some guidance is very helpful. Because often on social media with tragedies, it's not a place to be communicating about those things on social media, but in some cases it is. And in some cases, if a long loved staff member who is now retired passes away and you want to share that information and their family is okay with it, maybe you'd want to celebrate the life of that person and put that out on social media. But there definitely needs to be parameters in place for how you handle those things when it comes to social media. And I just want to tell you that it's not the only tool in your toolbox and it might not be used at all. You know, I hate, of course, that those things happen, but I guess the thing I hate the most is really having to numb your own feelings to be like, okay, I'm trained for this. How do I handle it? Especially with you guys who are working in the school districts, you probably have a relationship or you know, the person or the staff member involved or the student or the family, or you definitely know how it's going to be impacting your kids. And so it's really hard to numb those feelings and do your job and then process it when you can. And I've just noticed for me, it's sometimes it's hard to process it at all. But we have certainly through the years, we've been doing social media for 10 years now. I mean, we've dealt with FBI cases and kidnappings and, you know, murders and suicides and, you know, all of the things. It's really, really hard. And when you are dealing with something and then you find out what has happened, I have literally been in tears and 5 minutes later had to talk to somebody to how we were going to handle it and literally was just bawling. And in some of these cases, you guys, I don't even know these people, but it's just I have a lot of empathy and compassion in my heart and I'm a parent, of course. So that's one thing that I hate about my role in school communication and school social media is having to jump in and handle some of those things when those tragedies occur. And I'm sure, I don't know anybody who really loves that. So maybe that's obvious, but I just want you to know that it's hard. There's some things that make it easier with some of the, you know, policies or guidelines that you have of how you're going to handle that. But I just want to say for sure, not to ever post anything on social media without a family consent. And you certainly do not want people hearing from it about it first, necessarily from your school social media page. Definitely direct communication is probably best first. And then if you do decide to do social media with the consent of a family member or something, you know, you can do that later. But that's just my recommendation. Okay. Number two of what I hate about my role in school social media is when I'm asked to post something I know isn't a good idea, but I have to do it anyway. And certainly, I mean, we work with schools all over the country and we try to give our best advice of, hey, you know, this might not be a great idea because you could get negative feedback and they don't care. Maybe it's a school board member that is adamant that, nope, we have to get it out on all of the communication channels. Social media is one of them, but it's like, if we put it out there, not only is our community going to comment, but the whole world, right? It's people beyond your community. So you might know your community best and think, okay, this is going to be fine, but all of a sudden it gets picked up. So watching those comments come in kind of as an I told you so, but then it sucks because you're the one that actually has to deal with the comments. So that sucks. Do I turn the comments off? Do I talk to legal? Do I hide certain comments if they cross the line on our guidelines, like threatening a staff member or making accusations about a student or whatever? Now, we don't always know ahead of time. I wish I had, you know, 100% batting average when it comes to what to post and not post on social media. I've certainly posted things in the past that I thought were going to be okay, but weren't. So certainly we all are going to run into that. But there's sometimes, I guess, what I hate is I know it's not a good idea, but they insist on it anyway. And then you're left trying to deal with it. We've had, school board members receive hundreds and hundreds of emails because of something that was posted. And then it was just like, we didn't want to post this anyways, but now, you know, they're feeling the brunt of it, but, it's just hard. And so, at the end of the day, we all have a boss, right? I have my own company, but we work for schools. And so ultimately they have the ability to say, okay, we're going to post this. My recommendation to you on this is just that, hey, if you want to post this, I'm going to need some help and support in monitoring how we're going to monitor these comments, because this is a Friday night. We're going into a holiday weekend and you want to post this. And now I'm going to be spending my whole holiday weekend monitoring this and responding. And sometimes in that case, maybe they say, okay, we're going to wait until Tuesday when we're back in school or something like that, right? You can give your best recommendation, but at the end of the day, they are going to tell you if you have to post it or not, and you're going to have to go with it. Lay out your concerns as much as you can ahead of time. That adds value to what you do, but at the end of the day, it's their decision. And that is one of the things I hate. So can I get a heck yeah from one of you? That says, yes, I do hate that. I know it's not a good idea. I try to tell them, but they overrule me. And then I have to clean up the mess. Yes, you should always talk to your legal department if you ever have to go from having comments turned on to turning comments off or even removing a post in some cases. Definitely open records are things that you need to think about. So it's a bummer when you put something on social media, you want it to be social. Okay. Don't put it out there if you don't want comments. So that is something that is really hard for me and can be really, really frustrating. So tragedies, when I'm asked to post something that I don't think is a good idea, but I have to do it anyway, those are two of the things I hate. I'm going to tell you the three other things I hate about my role in social media. But first, I want to share quick five annoyances. Okay. This is just five quick things that are annoying that I think you'll agree with. And you probably want to add to this list. One is last minute requests to come and take pictures. And you guys get this more than I do because I'm not physically at the school, but when you know it would make a great story and you're like, gosh, it really would have been nice to know about that instead of 2 minutes before it happens. And I got to drop everything I'm doing to run across the, you know, school district to get to a school to try to take pictures. So last minute requests, really annoying. When you get a request from someone that says, post this flyer every day until next Thursday's event, or, you know, this event is happening in 3 weeks. I need you to post it every single day on the Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. That annoys the crap out of me. They don't understand that those flyers don't get a lot of traction. I say, no, I say, I'm happy to post it once. And if you want to do a different video or have a picture with some other information, I'm happy to put that out. But I do try to push back and say no, but that is an annoyance when somebody tells me that. So you're not alone if that happens to you. Number three, urgent requests to post that really aren't urgent at all. We receive submissions through email, and sometimes in the subject line, it's like urgent post ASAP. And it's about something that's happening, some calendar change or lunch change that's happening next week or 2 weeks from now, or sometimes 3 months from now. And it's like, urgent, post this right away. It's annoying because our job is challenging enough when you're trying to keep up with social media and really truly things that are urgent. And then when they're not, that's annoying to me. Okay. So last minute requests, post this flyer every single day, post an urgent request that's not really urgent. Number four, minor annoyance, ton of bad photos about a great event. So if you get a ton of pictures, you got 35 pictures that really are not awesome pictures, but it is a cool event, cool story. But then you're left with, okay, what should I do with these pictures? Should I crop every one of them? Should I create some collages? Should I create a reel? Should I create a photo album in Facebook and just put them in there, which you, of course, you can't schedule out. So sometimes when you have a ton of content, you really have your head scratched, right? You're scratching your head of what I should do with these. Big thing that I say is, do the best you can with what time you have. So don't spend a ton of time if they're not the greatest pictures. Don't invest a whole bunch of time in trying to create something that really isn't going to get a lot of reach anyways. That's my best advice. But it is a bummer when you know that it's a really good story, you know, that you don't have good photos for and good coverage for. Okay. And number five, my minor annoyance, is you get really great photos, but no description. And then you email back or however you get content and you say, hey, can I get more details? But then you have to keep following up on it on your radar. And sometimes you never get feedback back from that staff member. And you're like, this was a super cool event that our community deserves to know about, but I have no details to go along with it. So then sometimes you end up trying to make something up or pull something out of your hat. But it just adds to the stress of the job because you're trying to stay on top of everything that should be shared. So those are my minor annoyances. Last minute requests, flyer posts, post this every day. Urgent requests that aren't urgent. Tons of bad photos about a really great event. And then some great photos with no description. Okay, so I'm in your shoes. So let's get back to the five things I hate about my role in social media. Number one was tragedies. Number two is when I'm asked to post something that I know isn't a good idea, but I have to post it anyways. Number three is spotting a comment that talks about comments being hidden. So we know, if you've been following me for a while, I've been at this for 10 years. There are some parameters that you can do, for instance, on Facebook or on Instagram, where you can hide certain words from showing up in comments, swear words. You can also hide things like links, which need to be hidden because there's a lot of spam links that are trying to get people to go and pay to watch a live stream that really isn't a live stream of their school. So we're trying to protect our followers by blocking those links that show up. But when you see a comment that states another comment has been hidden, basically the only way you know a comment has been hidden is if you made the comment and then you logged in as someone else and you can't see it. Okay. So that's what it means when something is hidden. It's still on the page and the person who made it can see it, but not anybody else. But whenever this happens, this gives me major anxiety because all of a sudden, the school, the people are thinking that the school's trying to hide something. They're trying to censor the speech and all of that. And so it immediately sends me in a panic. And sometimes this is related to number two of my things I hate the most, which is because I had to post something that I didn't want to post in the first place. And now we're getting this comment. You know, having a good social media guideline, commenting guideline is a really good idea to kind of root yourself in how you're going to monitor comments. But that is one that gives me major anxiety still after 10 years. And so you're not alone if that happens to you. We do hide comments that attack a staff member or attack a student, right? We're not going to let a threat stand on our page, but that can be challenging. So again, I hate that. I hate when that happens, when somebody notices that. Major anxiety alert for me. Number four things that I hate about my role in school social media is how complicated Meta is. Meta is connected to Facebook. It's connected to Instagram. We've got Meta Business Suite. We've got Meta Business Manager. It is changing all the time. There are glitches all the time. We don't have a 1-800 Facebook phone number that we can just call, okay? It's basically a free platform. The only way we get attention and is by giving them money to try to reach more people. So I hate that I can't pick up the phone and call them when I lose access to my page or something's not working or whatever. You know, back in 2017, that's when Facebook set up Business Manager. We didn't have a choice. They just set it up. And it's like, I take emails almost weekly from people trying to get access to a page where they have no idea who the admin is. An admin maybe removed themselves too soon. Maybe notifications aren't showing up. There's two ways to add admins. So whether it's through Business Manager or through the backside of Facebook, you end up considering starting a new page because you don't have access to the old page. You guys, this is a nightmare. And I call it job security because there's always going to be somebody that's trying to figure something out. But I want to tell you that this is something that we talk about so frequently inside my membership group. I was helping a new member just today, getting proper access, not using a fake Facebook profile, which a lawyer had advised them to not connect their real Facebook account to the school Facebook account. But then I'm like, yeah, but you could end up getting shut out of that because they're really cracking down on fake accounts and bots and all of those things. So I love to try to help, but that's something that I only offer to our members. Okay. So if you want to go from kind of passive learner, you've been listening to this podcast or you're reading my blogs, but you're like, gosh, I really got to dive in and get this taken care of before really, you know, ramps up and I don't really have it set up properly. I got to add somebody new and I'm not sure how to add it. Join that group. It's a great community and we really help each other out. I'm not the only teacher in that group. We really bring on the best of the best guests that we have on this podcast to be teachers in that group with hands-on learning. And then I, of course, do some teaching and troubleshooting as well. So that is number four. And maybe that's number one on your list that you hate the most about being a school social media manager is how complicated Meta is. Let me know. Tweet at me of what your biggest dislike of this job is. And number five of the things I hate about my role in school social media is when numbers 1 through 4, tragedies, when I have to post something that I don't want to post, when a comment states that another comment's been hidden, how complicated Meta is, when any of those things happen, when I'm trying to spend time with my family. We know social media doesn't sleep. Social media is 24/7 and we can't be on 24/7, but when something happens, time is of the essence, right? The quicker we can respond and get in there and take care of things, the better. But when you're trying to spend time with your family and be present with them, and then you have to separate yourself. So this happened the other night. My husband and I are trying to watch a show and all of a sudden something blows up on number two when I'm asked to post something. I know it's not a good idea, but I have to post it anyway. And then I end up on the phone and end up dealing with something for 45 minutes on a Thursday night, and I'm trying to spend time with my family. Now, luckily, my family understands, and it doesn't happen every day, okay? These emergencies do not happen every day, but when they do, and it's when I'm trying to spend time with my family, it sucks, okay? So that I really dislike. And like I said, it takes a lot to work with your family and know that, hey, this is part of the job. And you know, and then we try to put in things that will help in the future, which I tried to talk about a little bit today of things that'll help guide you. But you just never know when some kid from your school is going to post something ridiculous on Snapchat and suddenly people are attacking the kids at your school because of how they're acting on their own social media channels or whatever. I mean, these emergencies can happen whenever. And usually it just seems to be when you're trying to spend time with your family. So that is a bummer. And that is number five that I hate about my role in school social media. I really would love to hear from you on anything that you really hate or dislike about your role in social media. I talk almost every week about things I love about social media. So there are way more things I love about my role But today I wanted to keep it real. Okay. And really, the only way that I survive most of these things that I can't stand is because I have a community around me. You are part of that community because you listen to this podcast. You can also be connected, obviously, on social media with us. But the greatest connection spot is my membership community. And you can join that right now. You can jump into that. It's very affordable, 3 people from your school district. So why don't you check it out over on my website, socialschoolforedu.com, because we are better together. And it is really nice because we basically have that phone line of when something's going wrong and how to deal with it. And so I really want to welcome you in to that. But thanks for listening. Thanks for letting me vent a little bit about what I dislike. If there's something I didn't mention, will you please let me know? You can either email me or you could message me, tweet at me, X me. I don't know if I want to say that, right? We just don't know how to talk about that. But I'm at Andrea Gribble over there on Twitter or X. So let me know if I missed something or if you can agree with any of these or disagree. I would love to hear from you. So we will be back next week with another amazing guest. Until then, keep telling those stories. I want to let you in on a little secret. Creating this podcast is my favorite thing to do. Now, I have a pretty amazing job all around, but podcasting is my happy place. Of course, podcasting doesn't pay the bills, and I have 6 kids, remember? So I wanted to remind you of the 3 ways I help schools through my paid programs. Number one, and most popular, is my membership group. You can join my exclusive virtual community designed for school social media managers. It offers a treasure trove of resources, including Canva templates, daily support, live weekly training sessions, and access to a vast library of webinars. You guys, with over 400 schools across the country already benefiting from this vibrant community, you'll gain insights and tools that can supercharge your school's social media presence. Number two way that I serve schools is speaking. I love to share my passion for social media, and I do this with communication organizations across the country and school districts. You know, my keynotes really deliver actionable tips and strategies that can be implemented immediately, ensuring that your school stays ahead of the communication curve. And last, number three, my team and I, we actually do social media management for schools. So many school districts struggle to stay consistent on social media, and that's due to a lack of dedicated communication personnel. So that's where we come in. Our team will partner with your school district to manage your Facebook and Instagram accounts, and we ensure a consistent flow of compelling stories that come directly from your staff. That's it. If you are interested in getting more details on number one, the membership group, number two, speaking, number three, the social media management, hop on over to my website, socialschoolforedu.com. And then until next time, keep telling those stories.